Lakers Carpool is brought to you by Hook Products USA. Truck lovers, tow hook covers finally are here. Introducing Tokes, a first-of-its-kind tow hook cover that is a great way to personalize your truck's factory tow hooks. Tokes are made in the USA out of high-grade silicone rubber that clasps right over your truck's factory tow hooks so it installs in seconds and no tools are needed. With colors red, white, blue, pink, and amber, and costing just $34.95 per pair, Tokes are a unique and affordable way to customize your truck. Go to hookproductsusa.com and head over to the compatibility tool to make sure that Tokes will fit over your truck's tow hooks. After that, checkout is super easy and your truck will be rocking its Tokes in no time. Again, that's hookproductsusa.com for Tokes, the original tow hook cover. Welcome to Lakers Carpool. My name is James Brooks. I am your host. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. Well, the Lakers dropped game one to Denver in Denver. Just a tough game overall. Although the Lakers made it interesting, it was definitely a roller coaster of a game. Lakers were down by as much as 21 points in the game. They made quite the comeback in the fourth quarter and ended up only losing by six. So we got a lot to talk about. Anthony Davis was huge. Nikola Jokic was huge. LeBron James had a pretty good game. But to start off, the headline, like the big story in this game, was the starting lineup that the Lakers ended up rolling out, which was Dennis Schroeder, Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis, which got a lot of criticism on Twitter and social media in general from Lakers Nation, which is kind of fair in the sense that the Nuggets are a big team. We talked about this in my last episode, kind of previewing the series, that the Nuggets, that the, you know, this would probably be a big series for Rui Hachimura, Jared Vanderbilt, some of the bigger guys on the team, since the, you know, as just compared to the Warriors series, which was a lot of guards, very guard heavy and whatnot. In one sense, I'm not super surprised that the Lakers rolled out the starting lineup with D'Angelo Russell and Dennis Schroeder and Austin Reeves and just the three-guard lineup. It kind of makes sense considering the fact that the net rating for that starting five or for that group was really, really good in the Warriors series. But it kind of makes sense considering how the Warriors team is made up just of a lot of smaller players, guards. You know, you have Dennis Schroeder out there trying to chase Steph Curry around and stuff. I mean, it makes sense maybe to have Schroeder in the lineup to chase around Jamal Murray and stuff, but I don't know if that three-guard lineup makes sense when the Nuggets on their side are rolling out Michael Porter Jr. at 6'10", Aaron Gordon at like 6'8", 6'9", a big guy, athletic, and then Jokic, obviously. And the Lakers just couldn't hang in the first half. It was pretty outstanding. And the thing that's crazy is the Lakers, you know, if you go look at the stats, the Lakers ended up playing a pretty good game. You know, I'm going to go down the stats really quick and then we'll talk about kind of what the Lakers did wrong and what they did well and whatnot. So looking at the Lakers side of things, Anthony Davis led the game with 40 points. He had 10 rebounds. He was 14 of 23 from the field. Just a really great Anthony Davis game. A bummer to lose a game in which Anthony Davis plays so well. LeBron contributed with 26 points on 9 of 16 shooting. He did go 0 for 4 from 3, which is tough. A big 3 late in the game where the Lakers came all the way back, made it a 3-point game, and ended up not being able to... LeBron took a 3 to try and tie the game and didn't hit it, which that also kind of got some controversy on Lakers Twitter as well. But he put in 12 rebounds, 9 assists. A really good LeBron game. Austin Reaves, 23 points, 7 of 14 shooting, 5 for 9 from the 3-point line, which is pretty insane. Anthony Davis also contributed 11 free throws. He went 11 for 11 from the free throw line, which was huge. And then off the bench, Rui Hachimura had 17 points. He surprisingly had 0 rebounds, which is kind of crazy. But we put him in there to really disrupt Jokic, and it seemed to work. So more on that in a little bit. But 17 points on 8 of 11 shooting from Rui. He hit the 1-3 that he took. And then the guys that didn't contribute quite as much, Dennis Schroeder offensively didn't contribute quite as much. He only had 6 points, 2 of 3 shooting. He only took 3 shots. And, you know, this isn't really a Schroeder offensive series, really. He's more there for defense on Jamal Murray and the guards for Denver. D'Angelo Russell had a rough night, 4 of 11 from the field, 0 for 3 from 3 with only 8 points, was a team high minus 25 in the game. So not great from D'Angelo Russell. And then Lonnie Walker played 20 minutes off the bench and contributed 6 points. He hit 2 threes, 2 for 4 from 3, 2 for 6 from the field. And as a team, the Lakers went, shot 54% from the field, 45% from 3, which is, that's a pretty good Lakers, pretty good shooting night from the Lakers. And looking at the Nugget side of things, Jokic just went bananas. 34 points, 21 rebounds, 6 offensive rebounds, 15 defensive rebounds, 14 assists. Just an insane triple-double from Jokic. And then, I mean, their starters were just, they went off. Jamal Murray had 31 points. KCP had 21 points. MPJ had 15 points. Aaron Gordon had 12 points. And then Bruce Brown had 16 points off the bench. So, and a lot of this came in the first half, really the first three quarters, but the first half where the Lakers just could not do anything defensively against the Nuggets. Looking at the box score, the Lakers allowed 37 points in the first quarter. They were down 37 to 25 after one. They allowed 35 points in the second quarter to their 29. And then they outscored the Nuggets 38 to 34 in the third quarter, but they still gave up 34 points in the third quarter. And then they outscored them in the fourth quarter 34 to 26. So they really didn't get their defense going until the fourth quarter, which was at least good because that's what kind of got them back into the game. But to give up 34 plus points all three of the first three quarters is just not going to get the job done. And we talked about this in my last episode. It's the Lakers defense that's going to carry them. And it's unfortunate that we wasted a good offensive night for the Lakers because of bad defense. You know, usually it's the Lakers' good defense keeps them in the game, and then their offense will supplement in and, you know, help them get the win. But it's their defense that really anchors them. And tonight it was really their offense was carrying them a little bit, but their defense was really lacking. So definitely got to get that fixed up. So, I mean, the thing is like there was a point in the game where there was 2 minutes left in the first quarter and Jokic already had 12 rebounds. So the Lakers just did not do a good job at getting a body on him, not allowing offensive rebounds. And that's the thing, like you look at the shooting stats, you know, right? So the Nuggets ended up, sorry, I didn't say this. The Nuggets ended up shooting 55% from the field and 47% from three. So not much better than the Lakers. The Lakers were basically 55% from the field also, and basically 46% from three. And I mean, the Nuggets hit 15 threes. The Lakers only hit 11 threes. The Nuggets hit 50 overall field goals. The Lakers only hit 46. So it's really, really close. But when you look at it, the Nuggets had 91 shot attempts versus the Lakers only having 84 shot attempts. So even though they shot percentage-wise pretty equal, those seven additional shot attempts really is kind of the big difference in the game. And the Lakers, they did get more free throws. We had 26 free throw attempts. We made 23 of 26. The Nuggets had 22 attempts. They went 17 for 22. And all around offensively, the game was pretty even all around. And that's, again, we're looking at the end of the game, right? So like at certain points, right, the Lakers were just not good defensively. Things were probably way more out of balance because they were down by up as many as 21 points. But so like, you know, there's not a huge free throw disparity, not a huge three-pointer disparity. There's a decent, you know, 7 more shot attempts in the game, which is, a decent disparity. And the thing is, like, the big difference here is the offensive rebounds. The Lakers themselves had 5 offensive rebounds versus the Nuggets having 15 offensive rebounds. And you just can't give up, second chance opportunities in one possession. It's going to kill you. You can't be giving Jokic, right, had 6 offensive rebounds himself. He himself had more offensive rebounds than the Lakers did in the entire game. So that really is, at the end of the day, kind of the difference. And that's why, going back to what I was talking about at the beginning, the Lakers rolling out a starting lineup with 3 guards really is kind of the story of this game. And in a sense, I kind of understand why they did it, right? Their net rating was really good, this group of 5 in the series against the Warriors. So in Darvin Ham's mind, it's like, well, if it's not broke, don't fix it kind of thing. Or don't fix it until we really need to. Don't adjust it until we need to. Let's see how we do. I kind of get that. It's kind of how playoff basketball works. You win a game, you win a series, you kind of keep doing what's been working. The thing is, and this is what a lot of people are complaining about, is just how different Denver's lineup, their team, is than how the Warriors team is. So you kind of would hope that maybe they would make some adjustments just on that fact alone, that there's some differences between the Warriors and the Nuggets and their personnel. But at the same time, I kind of get, like, this team has been, this group of 5, Schroeder, D'Lo, Austin Reaves, AD and LeBron has been really good offensively. But so we were basically kind of risking our defense for our offense. Our defense was not going to be as good because we didn't have the size to keep up with Aaron Gordon cutting in the lane, MPJ cutting through the lane, even KCP, cutting through the lane. Like, we didn't really have those. And then we had AD match up 1-on-1 on Jokic, which Anthony Davis had some good blocks, and, like, he really did hold his own against Jokic. It's really a battle of 2 just insane players. But the Lakers made an adjustment in the fourth quarter where we put Rui Hachimura on Jokic, and Rui is undersized compared to Jokic. Rui's only like 6'8", and Jokic is 6'11", So, and Jokic is 6'11", 284, and Rui is listed at 6'8", 230. So it's significantly undersized to Jokic, but he's still a big enough body that he can impede Jokic. And then we had Anthony Davis covering Aaron Gordon so that he could kind of ro roam around. Aaron Gordon's not as much of a outside shooting threat. If he's going to hit threes, then that's fine, but not as much of an outside shooting threat. Anthony Davis does have to keep tabs on him when he's cutting to the basket and stuff, but you have Rui there that's, like, stopping Jokic just enough to the point where once Jokic starts making a move to the basket, or once he gets past Hachimura, then Anthony Davis can kind of slide over and either help Rui or kind of play both Jokic and Aaron Gordon if Gordon's cutting and whatnot. And it's not a tried and true, no mis like the perfect way to play defense, but it got the job done. I mean, the Lakers held Jokic to, I think, there was a point deep in the fourth quarter where Jokic hadn't even scored in the fourth quarter. So, it seemed to work well. I would be surprised to see the starting lineup that we saw last night play again, or at least start again. I would expect to see the starting lineup shift to probably being Schroeder, Reaves, LeBron, Rui, and Anthony Davis. And you can kind of do the same thing with Jared Vanderbilt that we did with Rui. Jared Vanderbilt can do the same thing. He's built pretty similar to Rui. He's not quite as thick. He's the same size, same height. He's 6'8", 214. So he's definitely a little more, doesn't have quite as much weight. I mean, he's 16 pounds lighter than what Rui's listed at. So, and that, that makes a difference when you're going up against a guy that's 6'11", 284, like Jokic is. But I think we can kind of play this a similar defense with Jared Vanderbilt in for Rui as well. So you can kind of tag team defensively. Obviously, with Jared Vanderbilt in the game, he's not nearly as good offensively as Rui is. So you're giving up with Jared Vanderbilt in the game, we're giving up offense for defense. Whereas if Rui is playing, you kind of have both, which is nice. So that's why I would give Rui the starting spot over someone like Jared Vanderbilt. And I mean, D'Lo just he's so inconsistent, and it's hard to have him in the starting lineup when he is having these nights where he's only putting up 8 points. You know, he's not in there. He's not a great defensive guard, right? He's not in there to like be a defensive specialist. So he's in there to hit threes. He's in there to create offense. And if he's not creating offense, then what's he doing? You know, he only had 3 assists on the night. He at least only had one turnover, but going 4 for 11, 0 for 3, it's tough. And I would love to make an excuse for him, like, you know, maybe it's the altitude, maybe blah blah blah. But it's just not. It's just was a tough game for him. So I don't know if I can see him in the starting lineup. And I mean, maybe because the thing is like, I would say like, okay, well, maybe you start Rui in place of Schroeder and have Schroeder come off the bench. But Schroeder just is so valuable defensively going up against guys like Jamal Murray, quicker guards, where like D'Angelo Russell is better against taller guards that aren't as quick. So it's kind of, you have a bit of a give and take there. Like D'Lo can kind of take away some stuff from Jamal Murray if he's trying to drive to the basket, if he can stay in front of him. Whereas Schroeder, you just take away different things, right? Like Schroeder can just take away the ability to drive in general because he's quick enough, but he's not as tall. So like if Jamal Murray can shoot over him, then maybe he's more likely to hit a shot. You know, I don't, there's a little bit of a give and take there, but there's a reason why looking through the minutes of the starters, right? You had AD play 42 minutes, LeBron played 40 minutes, Austin Reaves played 42 minutes, D'Angelo Russell only played 26 minutes. He played less minutes in the game than Rui played coming off the bench. So, and the thing that's frustrating too is, you know, the Nuggets came out and they punched the Lakers in the mouth right off the bat. They were playing fast, playing hard, and the Lakers just weren't ready. They weren't staying in front of guys. Their defense was terrible. They were letting guys get to the rim way too easy. And they finally adjusted in the second half a little bit. But even then, you saw, like in the second half, Darvin Ham still rolled out the same starting five to start off the second half. They hadn't quite figured out like the fact that you could put Rui on Jokic and have AD roam a little bit, which I feel like they should have maybe figured that out in halftime. But I mean, at least they made the adjustment at some point. And another thing in this game is like Denver they hit some crazy shots. There was a point going into the fourth quarter, I think it was at the end of the third quarter, where the Lakers made a little bit of a run. It had been a 21-point game at one point. Lakers got it all the way down to 11 late in the fourth quarter or third quarter, and Jokic just threw up a desperation last second three that goes in to make it a 14-point game going into the fourth quarter. And I think it was in the fourth quarter that Jamal Murray had a similar thing late in the shot clock and just heaves up a ball over, I forget who it was over, but he nails it. They originally gave him a three, but it was they actually made it a two-pointer instead later in the game. So two desperation threes, and the Lakers only lost by six. So you have one, let's see. You have MPJ shooting 3 for 6 from three, Jokic shooting 3 for 3, Jamal Murray shooting 4 for 8, Caldwell Pope shooting 3 for 8. I mean, they shot 47% from three. And I mean, and that's the thing. If they're going to shoot 47% or higher from three every game, it's going to be hard for the Lakers to win. That's just how it is. That's just how basketball works, you know? If you're shooting almost 50% from three in an entire game, it's going to be really, really hard to beat your opponent. And some of these threes were just like every time the Lakers would make a run, you would get MPJ just nail a three, or KCP hit a nail a three, and it killed the Lakers. And I would be hard pressed to think that the Nuggets will shoot this well the entirety of the series. And you can say the same for the Lakers. You know, the Lakers shot really well this game and it ended up losing by six. You could say the same for the Lakers. You could be hard pressed for the Lakers to shoot this well the rest of the series as well. You look at the Warrior series, right? I remember every game, I liked how the Lakers' chances, but I always had a caveat. if the Warriors are going to shoot 50% from three, then I don't like the Lakers' chances. And the same goes for the Nuggets in this series. If they're going to shoot close to 50% from three in a game, I don't like the Lakers' chances. But if the Lakers can, one, limit the offensive rebounds, limit the second chance points, if the Nuggets don't shoot lights out from three, and the Lakers can attack the basket, if Anthony Davis can have a game even close to how he had a game in game one, you know, 40 points, double digit rebounds, getting to the free throw line, all that good stuff, then I like the Lakers' chances. You know, the Lakers really, they found a good adjustment defensively, putting Rui on Jokic and having AD roam and all that stuff. And then you take away some of these crazy threes that the Nuggets hit, and the Lakers steal that game. The Lakers had no business winning that game, and they almost stole that game. So I feel pretty good about where the Lakers stand in this series. Obviously, every game, there's some new situation, right? It'll be interesting to see how the Nuggets adjust to what happened to them in the fourth quarter. You know, the Lakers finally figured them out. It took them three quarters, but the Lakers figured them out. And I don't know what adjustments really the Nuggets can make other than what they did. They played really well. They hit shots. They hit their open shots. And once they started missing some shots in the fourth quarter, which it finally happened, right? Like even open shots, they MPJ, KCP, they finally started missing some shots. Lakers were able to go down and answer and take down that lead slowly but surely and really have a chance at potentially winning that game. So again, that was a game that the Lakers, they got punched in the mouth early. You take away that slow first half. You take away those offensive rebounds. If the Lakers can figure that out, this game looks way different. Lakers have a good chance of winning that game. So I feel pretty good. It's one of those things where, like, I saw some people tweeting this. Like, if you're the Nuggets, you won, but you don't feel great about it. And if you're the Lakers, you lost, but you feel pretty good about where you stand. So, I mean, obviously we expect the Nuggets to make some adjustments. It'll be interesting to see what adjustments they're able to make. But if the Lakers can manage, and this is the thing, this is what we talked about, I think, in the last episode, where the Lakers, when they beat the Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals in 2020, you had Dwight Howard covering Jokic for a lot of the game, and he did basically what Rui did, except the only difference was Dwight Howard's a little bigger and a little more capable of really slowing down Jokic, and then having Anthony Davis roam and all that stuff on the defensive side of things. So if the Lakers can, if Rui, Jared Vanderbilt, maybe throw Wenyen Gabriel at him, if they can successfully impede Jokic, make him a little uncomfortable, make it a little more difficult for him to make some of his crazy passes and shots and stuff, then I like the Lakers' chances. I like how the Lakers' defense could look in those situations. But if I feel like that's kind of like the wild card of this series right now. It's only been one game, but so far, if the Lakers can manage to do that, and those guys who are definitely undersized, Rui, Wenyen, Jared Vanderbilt, they're all undersized. But if they can manage to just slow Jokic down a little bit defensively, then you have AD on help side and roaming and all that stuff, then I like the Lakers' defense in those situations. But if they're not able to keep up with them or slow them down, then I mean, the Nuggets are a well-oiled machine. Jokic is an incredible facilitator, passer. Obviously, he's 6'11", so like you have Rui on him. He can still shoot over him, but I'd rather have Jokic, you know, taking 18-plus foot shots in threes and stuff than attacking the basket and passing and all that stuff. So, I don't know. I think the Lakers definitely unlocked something in the fourth quarter. So I'm excited to see how we fully adjust in game two. And I think game two, I mean, the Lakers need to steal one of these games. It's tough. It'll be tough going down 2-0 in a series. This is the Lakers' first game one loss of the playoffs this season. So it's a little new for us Lakers fans, I suppose. But you got to remember back in 2020 when the Lakers won the championship, at least the first two rounds, the Lakers lost game one, and they lost big in those game ones. We lost to Portland. We lost to Houston. And people were kind of like, you know, I mean, you had clips of like Damian Lillard and Russell Westbrook just like all fired up and pumped up. And then the Lakers went on and won those series in five games. So losing game one means almost nothing. Obviously, yes, the Nuggets are one game closer to winning the series than the Lakers are, but I almost like LeBron is just so crazy. He's like has this crazy IQ robot brain where he can dissect a defense both live and in the film room in a way that no one else can. And losing game one really forces the Lakers' hands to like make the right adjustments to really execute to it puts their backs against the wall. And I think LeBron and the Lakers, this team in particular, is at their best when their backs are against the wall because they feel that pressure. They don't want to lose two games in a row. They don't want to lose at home. They don't want, they want to steal home court advantage. And just because we lost game one doesn't, we can still go win game two, steal home court advantage, and we're in a similar spot. This game almost reminded me of like the game twos that the Lakers had against Memphis and the Warriors, where we just couldn't get things going defensively. The other team shot incredibly well, and the Lakers just couldn't get a win. Although we almost came back and did get the win, but it was reminding me a lot of the game twos of our previous series this year, these playoffs. And I think it'll force the Lakers' hand into making the right adjustments. And I see a good chance that we can come out and our defense will look a lot better. I think, I mean, it's so hard to say. I don't know how much the altitude really plays a difference. I think it does. I think it definitely does play some role in the home court advantage with the Nuggets. And I don't want to blame too much. I don't want to like make excuses too much and whatnot, but I do feel like that probably had a little bit to do with how much the Nuggets were able to punch the Lakers in the mouth to start off the game in game one. But I just feel like, okay, you felt it out, you got punched in the mouth, you know what the Nuggets, what they're about, what they're going to try and do. They're a really well-oiled machine, but they don't have a ton of depth like the Lakers do. They don't have, I mean, you have some shot creators in like MPJ and KCP and Jamal Murray. They can definitely be dangerous, as we saw in game one. But the Lakers are deep too. If the Lakers defense can just step it up, stay in front of your man, box out, don't allow offensive rebounds. Easier said than done, for sure. Especially when you're going up against Jokic and you have Rui trying to box out Jokic. You know, that's the one downside of having an undersized guy covering Jokic. Jokic can still reach over Rui if he's trying to box him out and that kind of stuff. But you just got to put a body into him, hope that you can keep him away from the boards. And I think that the Lakers have a good chance of winning a game or winning games if they can manage to do those things. Basketball is a pretty simple sport. You play defense, you box out, attack the basket, hit your shots. You're in a good situation. Obviously, all those things are easier said than done, but if you can just culminate and get all those things going, then you're more likely to win a game than not. And again, it sounds overly simple because it just is simple. It's simple. Basketball is an easy sport. It's pretty simple at the end of the day. And I like this series for Anthony Davis. I don't think there's anyone on the Nuggets side that can guard him, as we saw with him going forth. I thought it's funny because like when I was watching the game, watching at a friend's house, so I was locked in, but like also kind of, talking and getting distracted and stuff. And there was a few possessions in a row where I saw Anthony Davis missing some like just easy kind of like floaters and that kind of shot, those kinds of shots, like layups, floaters. I'm like, oh, it's one of those Anthony Davis games. He can't hit anything. And then I go and realize that he had 26 points already. And I'm like, oh, this is a good Anthony Davis game. And I just think that even though you have Jokic in front of him or MPJ or Aaron Gordon or whoever it is, like at the end of the day, no one can really cover him. And he's going to be able to eat up offensively. And now it's tough when you have him taking the entire offensive load and the huge defensive load that we need from him. But I mean, to win a championship, I think AD's got to do both. He's got to be one of the best players on the court offensively and defensively for the Lakers to win. And We saw that in game one. Unfortunately, we couldn't take advantage of it and get the win, but we saw the blueprint for it. And I think the Lakers can adjust accordingly to put Anthony Davis in the best position, both defensively and offensively, to make a huge impact. And I think this series will be probably pretty close. You know, I could see it going seven games, especially if the Nuggets can keep up their hot shooting like they've been. I mean, they've been shooting well the entire playoffs. So it's not like this one game was like an off crazy game where they shot really, really well. I mean, they shot really, really well, but I have faith in the Lakers defense to be able to wear them down slowly but surely, kind of like what we've seen with the Warriors and the Grizzlies. So I feel pretty good about where the Lakers are at, even though we lost game one. I like that we have our backs against the wall. I like that we're forced to adjust and do what we need to do to steal a road game. And I mean, the Nuggets haven't lost at home yet these playoffs, just like the Lakers. Lakers haven't lost at home these playoffs either. So it's a good matchup. It's a fun matchup. And I think whatever team can win on the road is going to win the series. I don't know if I see this game or the series going seven games just because every team wins their home game. I mean, it's definitely possible. But if the Lakers can steal a road game, I like their chances. But I mean, the Nuggets are a good team. Jokic is incredible. He's much more polished than he was 3 years ago when we played against him. And this Lakers defense really needs to step up for us to have a chance in the series. And I think we can do it, but just got to go out and execute. Got to put body on Jokic, get Jokic into foul trouble. I mean, we got the Nuggets into foul trouble pretty well in game one. We got KCP had five fouls. Jamal Murray had five fouls. I think Jokic had four fouls. So keep attacking, keep getting them into foul trouble, get free throw attempts, and, you know, just play good defense in the sense of, like, get a hand up on threes. I mean, there is some closeout threes that, like, the Lakers closed out well, and the Nuggets just rose up and hit some good shots. And I feel like that's kind of, like, the story at the end of the day. The offensive rebounds killed us, but the Nuggets hit some tough shots. And I think that kind of is the story of this game. And I think the Lakers have a good chance if we can force a few more misses. Again, grab some defensive rebounds and go down and attack the basket. If we can do those things, then I really like the Lakers' chances in this series. So game two, Thursday, 5:30 Pacific time. Got to steal a road win. I like the Lakers' chances. I like what we saw. I think the Lakers can adjust a lot. We have a lot of good depth, a lot of guys that have a lot of different capabilities. We can kind of plug and play some guys for, you know, to get different things from them. And if we can take what we did in the fourth quarter of game one and do that for an entire game, then we can definitely take game two and come back to LA tied 1-1. So thank you all for listening, and go Lakers.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Lakers Carpool. If you enjoyed the episode, please rate and review on Apple Podcasts and share it on social media with your friends. You can find the podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or most places where you listen to podcasts. Again, thank you so much for listening, and go Lakers.
2.1 seconds remaining. Denver a foul to give. Jokic trying to disrupt Rondo. He puts it in. Here's Davis, 4-3 in the win. Oh, it's good! Anthony Davis has won it for the Lakers!